Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode.
So I am part of our local Chamber of Commerce. I'm in the Chamber Board, and as part of that, I get to call many local businesses, just checking in on them, just to see how is business, what's going on, what's happening. And I love doing it, of course, and I want to see businesses thrive in our communities, because when they thrive, we thrive. It's just kind of obviously it's a team effort in a community where we live and we're raising our children right here in town. So I got to call a fellow restaurant owner. And I introduced myself. He knows who I am. And I said, you know who I am. I'm Hingham, and Matanga's one of Matanga's owners. And I want to ask, you know, on behalf of the chamber, how's business been? You know, all the things. How are they happy with the chamber and all that? But he said, you know, things are picking up. Things are going well. But the terminology that he used is that things are picking up. Summertime is coming up. Hopefully things will pick up more. And it really rubbed me the wrong way. Because if you're hoping, and if you do use this terminology for things to pick up, it gives me this impression that you are a little reactive, that you're sitting and hoping and wishing and hopefully praying, but for things to hopefully will pick up. Let me tell you something, it won't pick up. You need to go pick it up. You need to go out there. If you're in your restaurant and it's not busy enough, if you're not hitting break-even point, and if you're not being profitable to the point that you are happy with your profits, you have to go out there. Be seen, be heard for things to pick up. It won't pick up on its own. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but that's not a way to run a business. We have a lot of expenses. You can't just hope for it to pick up. Is that what you do? I don't know who does that. It hurts me physically hearing that. And obviously I can't, if somebody's not seeking counsel, I'm not gonna give them counsel, of course, but if somebody asks me, I'm happy to answer, but he didn't ask for my thoughts or anything in that regard again, and I know him, and maybe he didn't see fit. I don't know what it is, but anyways, the message is for you and it's messages for me. Am I hopeful in my mind, not backing up my hopes and visions and dreams and prayers with action? Because that's not how we run businesses. That is illusional, delusional, that's a dream. Oh, that's so pretty. That's not how it works. You got to pick it up. If you want your summer to be busy, you have to make it busy. You need to be out there. If your restaurant isn't busy enough today, a few things you can do. You can go stand by the side of the road, hold a sign, hold a pizza box that is branded, and stand and you know, hold there, stand for an hour. Your staff will look at you and see your hustle and will have respect for you, that you were willing to go stand there in the sun. I'm telling you what we have done dozens and dozens and dozens of times. The first 2 to 3 years that we were not profitable in our restaurant operations, this is what we did. We took free food out every single day. We visited businesses. We shook hands. If the restaurant's busy, what am I doing? Are they standing there cleaning? No. I'm going to package some food, little samples. You're going to visit businesses. You're going to shake some hands. You're going to introduce yourself. You say, hey, I'm Hingham. You know, we got a local pizza shop down the road here. Do you know where we are at? Have you heard about us? No, well, you know what? Here's a menu. You know, I got some free samples for you. Would mean the world if y'all consider, you know, if you have an upcoming meeting or something like that, that you'd allow us to serve y'all. Would mean the absolute world. This is our phone number. In the meantime, we just wanted to bless you all. Here's some, you know, this pizza and that pizza. We make everything fresh. Just have a conversation and ask some questions and get to know them, shake their hands. You go one time? Oh no, friend, you go every month. Those same visit businesses. Hey Mary, have y'all been? What's been? Da 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 da. You chat, you drop off more. You have to, you don't just put the seed in the soil and walk away. You have to water the seed often. If you stop watering it, it'll die, correct? So that's what we do. That doesn't cost that much money. You don't need to give Zuckerberg money, you know, all the marketing tactics, email marketing, la, la, la. I'm pro all of that. But today, right now, if your narrative is, hopefully it's busy today, put some samples of food, go visit some businesses, or stand by the side of the road, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, lead by example, you go do that. And then you give the box or whatever the sign is or whatever thing you have to another team member and you ask them to go do it for 15 minutes. You start first. You go do that first. You humble yourself first. And that's how we lead by example, that our people are willing to do that for us as well. That's that. Hope you are super busy today and this week. and all of summer, and not hopey wishy for it to pick up, but rather, you know, we take action and hopefully you see the result of your action. And with that, let's get back to work, friend, and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.